Okay, I don't know if this is such a good subject for Shabbat, for Hanukkah, but
Here?
no, I'm not here to Shabbat.
Oh, you're not.
Shmiras HaGuf Al Pi Teva, right? So watching the Guf Al Pi Teva, yeah? So Chav Gimel. The middle. The middle amount of sleep is good for your health. Because that's the way you digest your food. And then it gives the chush, your chush, which is not a derogatory word, contrary to what everybody thinks. The chush just means your senses. It gives your senses get time to rest. Let's say it happens that you can't sleep because. Of because you're not well. So what you should do is you eat things that will enable sleep. But too much sleep, mazekis, is damaging. Because the head fills up from vapor. Because the how do you call it? The kickback. From the stomach, from all whatever's going on in the digestive system, kicks back up to the head. V'yamalei rosh ashan, and the head gets full of smoke. V'yazik l'guf, has a gadol, and it damages a major damage to the guf. K'moshe yesh la'adam lizar shelo yilishon tekef achar achila. That's what we said last week, that you're not supposed to sleep right after eating. Kain yesh lizar shelo yishon kishu roiv. Y'all, same thing. You should make sure not to sleep when you're hungry. Because when there's no food in the body, then the heat is gonna have to basically it's gonna have to burn fat. That's the way I understand it, and it's gonna overheat you. It's gonna have nifsad smoke that's gonna make you lose, and then again the smoke is gonna kick its way back up to the brain. When a person sleeps, his head should be up, elevated, like on a pillow, because that will help the food go down into the stomach. And then that will also, gravity will push these, whatever these the smoke is, these fumes, push it down into the body. Hashena tivisi balaila, and natural sleep is at night. And sleeping during the day is damaging, and it's only good for those that are used to it. I think in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's also to sleep during the day. Right, but nowadays that we're used to it, so that's what the kids are saying, so then it is allowed.
So he didn't take a Shabbos nap.
I don't know if he did or, I don't know if he did or he
Saying
didn't.
there wasn't the minute to take a Shabbos nap back then.
Well, they didn't really have movies on Motzei Shabbos and all that type of thing that they needed to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. No? Or am I being too cynical? Right? I'm saying, I don't know. They back then they had to make, they had to keep, they had to take advantage of the daylight. They didn't have lights. At least that's what I think. Chavdala, derech ha-rechitza, so how do you wash yourself? You should only go into the bathhouse once every 7 days. And don't go there when you're hungry, and not when you're full. You only get in there once your food has already started to digest. You wash your body with hot water, and then with warm water, and then warmer than less warm than that. Until you wash with cold water. And when you leave the merchatz, you wear the clothing, and cover your head well, so that the cold wind won't go on you. Right? That's why I'm saying when you leave a mikveh and all that, you should try and dry up as much as you can. I feel and even in the summer, you got to be careful. And wait until after you go out, until your how do you call it? Your nefesh should be rested, and your body. And the heat should go away. And then you eat. And let's say you sleep a little bit after the bathhouse before you eat. That is very good. Fine. A person should try and live in a place where the air is pure and clean, meaning where Rachamim lives. But some places are very high and there's wide houses. If it's possible in the summer, don't live where it's you have exposure to the north winds, or to the east. Shum, davar ma'afash, and you shouldn't have anything that's moldy around. Right, v'toyv ma'od lenakas aver habayis tadir, and it's very good to constantly clean the air in the house. Bereichas toivos v'ashana ma'ilim, with good smells and good, and with, basically it means with ashana ma'ilim. Sure, sounds like cigarettes to me, but like probably incense. So basically, what he's saying is all these diffusers that everybody's busy with nowadays sounds like it has a good makar in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The best air for a person's body is like with everything else. It should be somewhere in the middle, somewhere between hot and cold. Don't get your house too hot in the winter, as people that have no brains do. Because if you're too hot, then lots of sicknesses come. Rachmana, basically, you want to make it hot enough that you don't feel cold, but don't heat it up too much. In order to watch, to make sure that you're seeing properly, you have to be careful from the following things. Right? You know, when you go from dark to light, so it hits you. Don't do that. And if you do have to do that, you have to chasadel, open the door slowly, and then look at that light. Move it a little bit, azer going for a few seconds. Basically, you're allowing your eyes to adjust to the light. Open it more, meaning the door more, and then look a little bit in the light for a few seconds. And after that, you open the door all the way. Same thing when you go from the light to the dark, because it's a swap. The way you go from R to Choshech, without something in the middle, mazik, it damages the light, the seeing. Meaning, I don't know. From dark to night, I understand. To light, I understand. From light to dark, I don't know. I don't. It's not so jarring. So I'm not sure what that is. V'lachein, Hashem Yisbarach, Shmoy Berachma Baras Ha'olam. That's the way
It's
Hashem
jarring
created.
when you go from light to dark and you trip over the couch and the chair. It's a pretty jarring
Yeah,
situation.
that's jarring. Yeah, you're 100% right. That's jarring, but that's we're talking about the eyes now, not your feet. Right? Mean, that's why you're supposed to light candles for Shabbos, for Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis doesn't mean Shalom Bayis to get along with your family. It means that you shouldn't trip all over everything. So in that sense, you're
Nothing's
right.
gonna get that.
What?
Nothing's gonna help with that.
Pens.
Not two candles.
Well, maybe because you pray by the candles. Anyways, that's the way Hashem created the world. The sun starts shining on the world slowly. Right? It doesn't just become light in 1 second. And same thing by Shkia. The sun sinks slowly. Right? There you go, Rachamim. You made it. That Hameir La'aretz, he makes the light on the Aretz, and for those that live in it with Rachmanis. Shemeir Lona Ma'at Ma'at. That's why he did it slowly. Pamachas, and he doesn't do it at one time suddenly. Shemesh, and the light that comes from the sun, Pirush Al, the sun is shining on a place, and we show Boha'or, and from there the light comes. Orzem mazik le'inayim. That's mazik le'inayim. Meaning, you know, like when somebody, what's it called? It's a reflection. Is it called reflection? Yeah, the reflection of the sun, right? Sometimes you got the kids with the watches in class. That's what we used to do, try and get into the teacher's eyes, from the glass. If you get at the right time of the day, it's very jarring to do that into somebody's eyes.
Of course, everyone did that.
Sure. Yeah. So,
I
anyways,
didn't
Orze Mazikli Nai.
never, I never did that one, and I didn't go to dark. And you're the guy that
Well,
lives upstate, so that's why.
yeah. Or Hawaii, maybe you didn't have to do that because you had probably had school on the beach. Okay, Lochen Yizor Milodar, you have to be careful not to live in a house where all the windows are just in the north. The sun doesn't come in the north. The only light you're getting is light that's rebounding off of the real light. Even if your windows are on the east, Idonim or south, or west, if you can't see the sky, you have big walls, which is happening to my house right now because my neighbor's putting up a monstrosity. Then the light you're getting is also reflective light. And another thing, you have to be careful from writing, right? Meaning, I licorice b'sefer, or to read a sefer, I lasis kol melacha daka, or anything that requires, very fine skills. But or ben hashmashos with the or ben hashmashos, v'chein be'etzem hayoyim kasher hashemesh b'tokvan. The same thing during the middle of the day when the sun is very strong. V'chein lo yarbe b'ksiva, and don't. Write I licorice be safer by Isis Kitanis. Don't write too small of a chol malacha daka lara ner belayla or any small malacha lara ner belayla, because that's also bad for your eyes. You're straining your eyes, right? That's what all the grandmothers would say. Don't read in the dark with the little light coming in from the hallway because you're straining your eyes. That I was going to say. So now what about cell phones and iPads and all those type of things? I don't know. Naftali Lerner's having some eye issues, so maybe he could shed some light, no pun intended. If you look at white, that also is damaging. And the same thing, the color of the sky, which is blue, is not white. That's why Hashem made the sky blue instead of white. So it shouldn't damage your eyes. If you look at something very bright red, and fire, mazik are also damaging. Ha'oshon, smoke, v'reach, gofris, and the smell of tar, mazik and gamkin are also damaging. V'chein avagdak, small dust, a ruach, habol negerinaim, or if the wind is going into your eyes, v'chein alicham ruba, walking too much. Psiyagasa and large steps. So that what does that do for sports? I don't know. Bechiya meruba, a lot of crying. Kolu Enai, my eyes were finished because of crying. Mikulon, who mishkol. And the worst for somebody's vision is relations. Marital relations is the worst. Aval mitzvah Hashem baram. But it's interesting. It's exactly what the Kitzur means with this. He's saying doing that, which is a mitzvah, is damaging to the eyes. But then he finishes up. He says, "But mitzvah Hashem bara meiras einayim." Sounds like the mitzvah Hashem actually make your eyes healthy. So mameila sounds like just keep doing mitzvahs, and then you're really okay.
Okay, so basically, we should not be doing Zoom late at night before going to sleep. We should change back to the base medrash. All style, no phones,
I
no
don't know, the kids who
internet.
doesn't say phones are damaging,
No, that's for sure. They
but it's
said,
interesting.
no,
It's interesting
because he didn't know
the person
about
should not
that.
be looking at the screen like before going to sleep. That's for sure. You know that Apple has, and I'm sure a lot of that at night you can set it that at night it puts it onto a different background. My iPad at 12 turns into a much whiter background. That's easier on the eyes in order to help sleep.
You could go to sleep. That helps with sleep.
Yeah, but we said you're not supposed to sleep too much.
Who said too much? You still have to go to sleep
Okay, but
before it turns white background.
Aerobic
So that the person must sleep like whatever, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah, okay, that it's each person is their
Yeah,
own.
each person. Yeah, each person. Yeah, for
That's the
sure. Like
Taz, the Taz.
that's why many times we need day sleep to catch up on a night sleep.
Yeah, the Taz in Ebenezer talks about different people. I only read a little bit, but different people needing different amounts of sleep. Okay, we'll stop there for